say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
I'm John Rothman in for Grex. No, that was not yours truly singing. That was Billy Joel, and that was the World Series in New York, the third game of the World Series. Why did we play the Star-Spangled Banner? Well, first of all, we're very patriotic here. Second of all, there was an issue. An issue dealing with Gabby Douglas, who won the gold, but she drew criticism for her behavior while the U.S. national anthem was played at the Rio Olympics yesterday. She caught heat on social media for not placing her hand on her heart as the Star-Spangled Banner played, prompting a mea culpa from her almost immediately. She said she never meant any disrespect. What do you think of that? Do you think it was legitimate on social media to criticize her? And I looked up the rules, what to do at a sporting event or a political rally. And the Independence Hall Association says the flag code, adopted first in 1923, requires that those who are not members of the armed forces or veterans to face the flag and stand with a hand over their heart. The men are told to remove their hats or other headwear with their right hands and place them over their left shoulder. Do you think that may be the rule? Do you think Gabby Douglas was wrong? And a second issue, just because we've got so little time and I want to talk about this. Are you aware that everyone pays attention to the women gymnasts and nobody pays attention to the men gymnasts? U.S. Olympian Chris Brooks said it's absolutely frustrating that it's not equal. I want to know what you think about these two issues. Why do we pay more attention to women than men when it comes to gymnastics? You know, I can't think of a man who became a star in gymnastics. 8080810. And Chris Brooks said it's absolutely frustrating. 8080810. Is it typical gender inequality? In this case, leaning toward the women and not the men. I have a friend who will go nameless who said, oh, yeah, I much prefer looking at the women than the men. 8080810. Two questions. First, gender inequality in gymnastics. And two, national anthem etiquette. Was Gabby Douglas wrong to simply hold her hands folded? It drew a lot of criticism on Twitter. One detractor actually wrote, I guess you're upset about something, Gabby Douglas, but show some pride and respect. Put your hand over your heart. Interesting question. Do you remember when you were in school and they said salute, pledge, did the Pledge of Allegiance, you put your hand over your heart? I think I did that every morning my entire career in school. 8080810. So two things on the table here. One, should Gabby Douglas have had to apologize after the national anthem because she folded her hands and she didn't put her hand over her heart? And number two, is there gender inequality in terms of the way we view in the Olympics men and women in competition. The reason I put these two together is because, well, I'm running out of time. I've only got about 20 minutes left with you, and I wanted to get some answers. I want you to know American male gymnasts who win Olympic medals seldom become household names. They rarely are feted as women are. The women's combination of athleticism, youthfulness, feminism seem to gain them a broader demographic appeal in America, said Bob Dorfman, executive director of the San Francisco-based Baker Street Advertising. That was his observation. Women admire and respect them. Men love watching them. Boys want to date them. Young girls want to be them. And with the must-see Olympics attracting a wider audience, doesn't that do it? That's the observation of Bob Dorfman. So I want to know what you think. Two issues. Let's go to Antoine, calling from Brentwood. Antoine, delighted to have you on the program. Welcome to KGO.
Hey, great to be here. First of all, I want to say with respect, anybody who commits their life to Olympics, that's a great task. I have a fraternity brother who won the silver medal in the Olympics in the high jump. And as an athlete myself, and I still work in the athletic world, I'm speaking for the guys I speak to, we kind of look at gymnasts a little bit different than we do the other sports, because as a gymnast, you know, you're going to flip, you're going to jump, you're going to go and do things that we have to incorporate in our task in football, baseball, basketball, you know, those things we do, you know. And so when we look at guys do them, we say, okay, it's fascinating, but I have to flip over three guys to make it to the end zone. You're flipping over nothing. And I'm not taking nothing from them because they're doing it perfect. But as far as women go, for a woman to contort and maneuver her bodies in ways and the strength that it takes to do that, and it's unlike a little bit of the male gymnasts. Now, a lot of them are stronger than us body weight-wise and size-wise, but it's a little different, John, when you're looking at guys do things that you can do versus a 16-year-old or a 20-year-old, for lack of a better matter, or women who ski. Because I tell you, I know a lot of guys who look at guys who ski, and we look at them with fascination and admiration because skiing is very, very difficult. But gymnasts, I don't... What do you think of that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think there is a definite pattern that has developed. After Nadia Comaneci was, and then Mary Lou Retton in 84, Carrie Strug in 96, Carly Patterson, you go down all these names, they are remarkable. And maybe there is a gender factor in terms of their flexibility versus male flexibility. It's a great question. I don't have an answer. But you know what? That's why I sit behind a microphone. I can ask all of you. 800-810-810. I'm John Rothman. I'm in for Drex right here on KGO. And it's time for me now to go to Lee Graham, who's going to give us an update on all the contortions on the roadways. Hey, Lee, in for Drex this evening, and I'll be back tomorrow. Can't wait. I just love it. It's a shame the show is only through at 3 hours. I preferred when I did the weekend shifts. Remember, I did 5 hours. Oh, boy, that was great. All right, let's get right to your calls. Bonnie, calling from Sonoma County. Bonnie, welcome to KGO.
Thank you so much.
Fire away.
I've got a question for you.
Yes.
I remember growing up that, yes, for Pledge of Allegiance, your right hand went over your heart, and it stayed there until you were done saying the pledge. But for the national anthem, I remember both arms being at your sides while you sang.
You're right.
My question
you know,
is,
to this
when did
day,
that change?
Okay, to this day, I still put my hand over my heart when the Pledge of Allegiance, and I stand at attention for the national anthem.
Exactly. That's what I do because that's the way I was raised.
Yeah, now, what about someone who folds their hands in front of their stomach? That's not disrespectful in your mind, is it?
Not at all, no.
No, neither do I.
I see nothing wrong with what she did.
Yeah, I think the whole thing was a tempest in a teapot, and I wish people would just let it go. Listen, you're wonderful, Bonnie, and I think you and I must have been in the same class. All right. Thanks very much for your call. Martha, calling from San Francisco. Martha, welcome to KGO.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I told your screener the fact that she folded her hands, to me, it's not her fault, because I just think that it's lack of being taught as a young kid to show respect for the flag. And so, yeah, an apology, it's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with her apologizing, but it isn't her fault. It's not taught in the school. It's not taught at home to show respect for the flag, unfortunately. But I wouldn't make a big deal about it either.
I agree with you. And the only reason I even raised it is because it's become an issue. But it seems that you have a very good perspective. I'm glad you called. Thank you, Martha. 8080810, David, calling from Hayward. Welcome to KGO.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, great. Just a pleasure being here.
I think the reason we don't know who the male gymnasts are is the same reason we don't know who Mr. America is most of the time. What we see as artful or creative in women, we see as vain in men. The girls... Frankly, I'm not real thrilled with the idea that people watch the girls. These aren't women as a rule. They're like 14-year-old girls. That's a little creepy. But they smile and they cry. The guys get up there, they fly around the rings, and what they're doing is amazing, but it's not particularly creative, and they don't smile. And you don't see a lot of emotion out of them. Maybe if the guys had a floor exercise, you would know who they are.
Hmm. Do you think it is gender discrimination?
No, I don't think it's gender discrimination any more than, God, you know, I like Queen of the South and The Walking Dead. Some people can't stand to watch that stuff, you know. Some people think it's predictable. Some people think it's not quality entertainment. I like that. I think it's mindless, but I like it, you know. So I think it's just simply it's a lot of fun to watch the girls do the floor exercise because they're almost flying. Whereas when
that's
the guys
what's amazing.
The uneven bars and the other stuff, the rings that they do, it's like watching science and mechanics, but it's not like watching something, it's not incredible.
I find when I watch men or women with the dexterity that they have to display, it's astounding to me. I mean, I'm a fairly flexible guy, and I did, you know, I'm okay. I don't have that flexibility or that elasticity or...
I couldn't climb a rope if the floor was on fire.
I wish you'd been in my PE class. Because they made us climb the rope at Roosevelt Junior High School.
I had a doctor's note.
Oh. You know?
because I just couldn't do that crap. Couldn't do the uneven bars. Couldn't do. So, I mean, I watch men's gymnastics if it's on, but I don't set my clock by it. I don't set my clock by the Olympics at all, honestly.
Yeah. Have you watched any of the Olympics?
I like skating.
You like skating. Have you watched any of the Olympics?
Yeah, actually, I think I watched Gabby Douglas and a couple of the other balance beamers and floor exercisers. Mm. I could live without the unnecessary frou-frou on the floor exercise, you know, where they do a triple. It almost seems anticlimactic that they do like a triple spin in the air and fly across the floor. And then they stand up and they do these kind of silly dance moves at the end that have absolutely nothing to do with floor exercise, you know.
It is. It's just amazing. Karen Reed just offered the observation that it's prancing, sort of like prancing. She used another word too, but yeah, it's really something to watch and to see. Although I have to confess, I have not been watching the Olympics unless I'm here at KGO and I'm watching television. You know what we watched today? Ping pong. Ping pong. Who knew ping pong was an Olympic sport?
You know, I saw that and flipped past it because I thought, I just thought, this is stupid. Went past it. I understand it's a game of skill, but, you know, so is golf, but I don't want to watch Olympic golf, you know?
Well, it's fun, and you've been a great caller, David. It's very interesting to watch and to see and to know. And, of course, we have quite a bit more of the Olympics to go, and we're all going to be watching what happens. But these are the kinds of issues which are really important. Let's go to Charles, calling from Dublin. Charles, welcome to KGO.
Hi. I was calling regarding Gabby Douglas and the fact that she didn't have her hand over her heart during the ceremony. I really don't have an issue with it. I think that a lot of things are form and fashion, but does that mean that she wasn't patriotic just because she didn't have her hand over her heart? I had to do that as a child. I've had to do it as a grown adult, but just because I don't put my hand over my heart doesn't make me less patriotic than the next person. I just think it's a bunch of silliness, and who made that up in the first place?
You know, they have people who design these etiquette rules. I actually pulled a whole bunch off the internet because I was very interested, and it's rather complex. But I think you're right. She wasn't showing disrespect, and I don't think she should have been criticized for it at all. Let me ask you the other question, though, about male gymnasts versus female gymnasts. Do you watch both? Can you explain why female gymnasts are more popular? Does that thought have any contribution you'd like to make?
I have watched both. I think that female gymnasts are given more of a spotlight because for some reason, whatever that reason may be, it seems so amazing that they can do all of these acrobatic things and they have such power and such strength. But in reality, if you study women versus men, yes, men are stronger, but proportionally based on body mass, body weight, scientifically, women can do more than men can do at times. Just the fact that a woman can have a child, I don't believe that most men could actually live through that process.
I agree with you. I agree. I got to tell you, it's a wonderful call, and I appreciate it very, very much. I wish I had the ability to do what I see done, but, of course, I can't. I want to say a big thank you to Arthur, our intern, to Amanda, who was on the radio tonight and did a great job. Amanda, thank you very much. To Brian, who produces this program, and Brian and I will be back here tomorrow night. And, of course, to Karen Reed, who is, well, she's just amazing. And, yes, Karen, if there were an Olympics for an engineer, I'd have a problem choosing between you and Chris. But, you know, you get the nod. All right. I will be back tomorrow night. Drex is out ill, as you know. But it is my pleasure, really, to be able to be here on KGO and to talk all of these issues and to highlight the diversity, the tremendous enthusiasm, and, frankly, all the things I learned from you. So I will be back, as I say, tomorrow night right here on KGO. We will see how the events of the day go. Frankly, I'm going to be watching to see what Donald Trump says next. All right. I am John Rothman. You are listening to KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.